Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Burt Show.
It's not a good way to wake up look at your first assignment of the day when I'm taking a look at the schedule for today. And I see it's my turn to do plead the fifth. I think one of my first words today was a cuss word coming out of my mouth. And you don't want to start your day like that.
And it's also how you ended the show yesterday, because you do this little thing called the 2-minute drill where you record teases for all our segments coming up the next day.
Yeah.
And I heard you as soon as you saw that we were doing this and it was your turn. I think a profanity came out your mouth.
I think it did. And it doesn't feel like it's been, 4 weeks? It feels like I just did it 2 weeks ago. All right, so plead the fifth, if you're new around here, is these guys submit anonymous questions, and they're supposed to be cringeworthy. Like, it's like a really nasty ask me anything right here. None of us can see these questions before they're on the air, and we can plead the fifth in order. In other words, we can say, you know what, that's one I'm just going to pass on. And I think, based on last time, I think I probably will use my plead the fifth this time.
It's there for you to use.
Yeah.
You're not getting any kind of like monetary compensation for not using it.
I know, but the real juice is saying, I went through all five. They couldn't intimidate me, but then I did it. And as soon as I did it, I felt like I might have hurt another team member's feelings. And I just ruminated on it, waking up in the middle of the night, so much so that I had to call them the next day and go, my man, I think you're talented.
There's no trophy for this. There's no trophy at the end. So by all means, plead the fifth, just not on my questions.
The trophy is in my heart. In my soul.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's attack it.
All right, Bert.
I plead the fifth.
In order for you to retire, you need to bring back one former Bert Show co-host.
Oh, easy.
Who are you bringing back?
A co-host. Well, I'm not in here anymore.
We're no other main hosts of the Bert Show.
Yeah. Well, since I'm not going to be here, one of the main hosts of the Bert Show. That's a good one.
Is your list going something like this? Nope. Nope.
I'm just trying to think of how. you got me, Tommy. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Whoa.
You got me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. No, I'm not going to plead the fifth.
That's not wise.
I feel like there's an obvious answer.
Yeah, I do,
so
too.
So do I.
An obvious answer?
What's the obvious answer?
Okay, yeah. Melissa Carter.
There you go. Yeah, that's the obvious answer.
There you go. Yeah, my mind went, to a negative direction.
You panicked.
I did. I really did.
Or you can even go far back as Lindsay.
I wouldn't do that to you guys. Not a bad person. Just, really wasn't into talking.
that's a negative.
Yeah. It is a key component of this job, unfortunately.
Yeah, right?
All right.
Yes.
It's a good thing you didn't plead the fifth on that one.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling you're going to plead the fifth on this one.
I got to be honest with you. I do feel weak today.
Yeah.
Presidential election happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who'd you vote for?
I'm totally passing on that one. You can't even say the name of the candidates without getting complaints. I got a complaint the other day for the segment we did where we were just telling people about tariffs.
Oh, yeah. I saw some on Facebook, too.
Which was completely and totally non-bias. All we were doing was getting an education from an Emory teacher who was telling us what is going to be affected if tariffs go into place. And people were upset about that. I mean, it's just, you can't touch anything.
Well,
nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Exactly. Go ahead.
So let it be noted that Bird has pled the fifth.
Yes.
We have three questions left. You, sir, have to answer all of them.
And it's not even that I'm afraid of answering the questions. It's all the Instagram messages that I'm going to have to answer after the show also. And I think people listening have it really twisted where I am politically. And I've told you guys before, I'm probably the most moderate person in here. So there are things that are being done right now on both sides. And you know what? You might get a different answer than you really, really think. Because I'm pretty moderate. That's why I say that I don't have a political home anymore.
Oh my God, he voted for Jill Stein.
All right, let's go a little more lighthearted. Your girlfriend Amanda gives you an ultimatum. She wants to live on a compound with you, her son, her ex-husband, and his new girlfriend. If you refuse, you have to break up. Which do you choose, compound or breakup?
Compound. Yeah, they're great people.
Oh, you're going to compound it up.
That was easy. You could have made that way more complicated.
How?
Yeah.
Tommy wants tips for next time.
I'm not burying myself.
I'm literally looking at you like, don't fall for the trap.
Right. Right?
No, that's the next question. How?
No, her ex-husband is a super, really nice, deeply religious guy. And he is now involved with a woman that appears to be as nice as he is. All of us would get along and it would actually be a great time.
All right. This is something I wouldn't mind knowing. Hollis's feelings aside, your son Hollis. He's doing the college thing. He's getting accepted to universities. If you could choose between the universities he has been accepted to,
mm-hmm.
List them off real quick. Where's he been accepted?
I think, based on this morning's email, he might have just got into Mississippi State also. So we're looking at Ole Miss, Coastal Carolina, and Mississippi State so far. Still waiting, I think, on Auburn, Clemson, Georgia, maybe Kentucky and Tennessee.
All right, let's do this.
Wow, he just went the whole SEC route. Yeah. Wait, what about the one he wants to go to? When are UNG acceptances?
He applied. I'm not exactly sure. I think he said March.
All right, so this is going to be a two-part question, A and B. Of the ones he's been accepted to.
That's not fair, but go ahead.
Which do you want him to go to the most? And then of all the ones you name that he potentially could get in, which do you want him to go to the most?
I thought when we went to Ole Miss that really fit him. The personality of the school, the size of the school. Because he goes to a teeny, teeny little school right now. And my kid has kind of grown up. And he's turning into quite a little Southern kid. And that's Ole Miss right there. I just think Saturdays would be great for him. His social life and getting into fraternity life would be... He just loves being social. I think he could have got into sports management there also or some kind of management. Although now he's starting to lean into economics. I thought that was a great fit. But he's got his heart set on being a dog. So the second part of your question would be Georgia. That's where he really wants to go.
Okay. We always got to throw in one for to jack up with the chemistry on the show. So who on the show do you think fits in the least with everyone else?
Huh? Who fits in the whole staff?
Yes.
Who fits in the least? That's a great hard question to answer because everybody can be in rooms mm-hmm. together for long periods of time, and we all like each other a lot. Least fits in.
I feel like this is an easy answer too.
Really?
Oh, I wasn't gonna say that. Who are you thinking?
Yeah, who were you thinking?
Yeah, wait.
I also think it's easy.
On the count of three.
No, I don't have an answer.
All three ladies.
You know what I
do? No, let him answer first.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm curious as to who you think.
All right, yeah, I think I do have an answer, but let me let it cook. I think it's probably Mo, because Mo just is probably the most introverted and likes to, like...
Like literally not hang out.
Yeah, like I mean, even when we're hanging out at parties and stuff like that, he isolates himself a little bit. So it's not that he doesn't fit in; it's just that I don't think he's very social like that.
I think Mo's a lot like me. He hates people.
Who were you gonna say?
This is not my plea to the fifth, baby. Next week.
You said it was pretty obvious, though. I don't think it's very obvious for anybody, really.
It's coming. You're gonna have to answer it.
I will gladly answer it next week.
All right, are we at the last question?
I hope so.
I don't know. Count them. You're the one. This is the last question, no?
No. This is the last question. Have you ever faked one of your opinions on air because you were afraid your real belief would get you canceled?
100%.
If so, yes. What? I'm not done.
It can't be a two-parter.
What? I'm not done. What was it?
What was the opinion that, I think that I have given up. It's more given up than given a false opinion. I think the debate that we had time and time again of short dudes being equivalent in the dating world to heavy women, either I wasn't expressing myself well or it's just not accurate, but it gets so much heat that when it comes up now, I just let it pass.
There you go. He did it.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Think about me. I'm a short, fat dude.
It's a good thing you're married for 28 years.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.